Every day, the National Domestic Abuse Helpline receives over 230 calls from people looking for a place in a refuge.
It was like emotional abuse to start with. He got really jealous, then he started raping me.
Are you all right, my darling?
But with a drastic shortage of beds, 6 out of 10 will be turned away.
You know, that if there wasn't a bed space in any refuge up and down the country, what was going to happen to her?
In a TV first, cameras have been allowed inside a woman's refuge to follow women who have agreed to be identified.
He was pushing me and drugging me about when I'm pregnant as well, so I knew that would be very dangerous.
Filmed over a year, showing how the team support and protect women fleeing violence and abuse.
Got a major problem. He's found them. I don't know what he's going to do to them. And then not only what he's going to do to her, it's what he's going to do to the children.
The Prime Minister has made a commitment to tackling domestic abuse, but refuges up and down the country are struggling to stay open. This refuge in Surrey can take 11 women at a time.
Well, my advice to you would be to...
Women who come here have experienced violence, sexual abuse, coercive control, and stalking.
She's currently out in the streets at the moment with her children, and she's also pregnant as well. She's 11 weeks pregnant.
A room has just become available. Refuge support worker Kat, one of the 8 members of staff, has given it to a pregnant mother of 3, Susan. The family are 200 miles away, and Kat is struggling to get social services to help with transport.